Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our Open Mic program. I'm sure you know there are many small and rural churches in Arkansas, and one of the most active in so many aspects of church life, the Antioch General Baptist Church. They're located on Highway 9 at Rushing in Stone County. And today we're talking with Roy Clark, the pastor of Antioch, and they have a special event coming up this Sunday, which we'll get to in a moment. But first, Roy, tell us about some of the activities your church is involved in locally and beyond Stone County.
Well, we're involved locally in various fundraisers for people that have very serious illnesses. We're involved in national conference that will be held in June. We're also in international missions. We have a team from our church going to Jamaica this year.
Now, the special event's coming up this Sunday. Now, this is a very special event because Antioch Church is located in Rushing, Arkansas, or Fox. That's basically where the KFFB transmitter is located, up in a rural part of Stone County, way up in the mountains. I guess almost like a mountain church. But tell us what's going to happen this Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you, we're so excited about the groundbreaking service that will be Sunday afternoon, March 24, 4 p.m. We're going to start by opening up the service inside the sanctuary, and then we will go out and have the groundbreaking service. This all starts at 4 p.m., and when we go out, we normally see groundbreaking just involving two or three people out in the center of a circle, but we want every child, every adult to bring a shovel, because we want to make this a groundbreaking by a lot of people, not just the church people. We want community people, other churches. As a matter of fact, we have three churches at the present time that is moving their Sunday evening service there. Now, after the groundbreaking, we're going to have a big barbecue cookout. That barbecue will be ready by about 4:30 or 4:45. We will eat barbecue until we can't hold anymore, and then if church people want to return to their home churches or if they've got to move on, that's fine. We would welcome travelers stopping in. We will have a regular service then at 6 p.m., and other churches will be with us through that service.
Now, one thing you look at the community of Fox, Arkansas, which is Rushing and Fox kind of really kind of work together. You're talking about a couple of hundred people, and I know there was a child that they raised money for. This just shows you the community involvement. Just a couple hundred people make up the Fox, Arkansas. Tell us how much money was raised for this child that had cancer.
This child has cancer, going through treatments, and at an auction recently, there was $12,000 plus raised for the child. It's where the whole community comes together. It's very supportive of each other and meeting the needs of those that are in dire straits.
That's fantastic. Just community involvement. This is a community church, and this is really for a community. It's almost like a community center is really what it's going to be. And you've got a lot of things that's targeted for this. What can we expect to see in the after this new life center is built? What are we going to be seeing there?
Well, we're going to be seeing, for example, a physician is in the process at the present time of helping us set up a free health care clinic. We want to talk to dentists about coming in and doing exams or cleanings. We want to have health fairs, appreciation events for school teachers, also sporting events, first responders, EMS, county service departments. We want to also bring in estate financial planners. Boys and Girl Scout troops could come in, temporary housing for victims of natural disasters. As a matter of fact, this would work also. We already have in place a team of people that we will grind the chainsaw chains, and we will do cleanup in neighborhoods and areas, and other churches are involved with us in that. So it's just a community project there, but the church has the equipment to do that.
Talking about rural Arkansas, you know, KFFB is the weather station. Vic Shedler's always kept us updated with that. We've had tornadoes. We had snowstorms and ice storms. The power in Rushing, I know for a fact, because I paid the bill for our generator. The most is 17 days, and we've had 7 to 17 days of power outages up there. And that's what you guys are going to that need, and you're going to help the community. You're going to have generators at this location.
Yes, the facility will have access. We will be able to have a transfer switch. It will be on the building, and all we've got to do is set the generator in there, turn it on, and it will power up the facility itself.
That's fantastic. Well, Roy, again, remind us the time and place this Sunday for the groundbreaking for this major event in rural Arkansas.
March 24, 4 p.m. Our barbecue cookout will be 4:45, and then a regular service starts at 6 p.m. Everyone come out. It's a community effort. It's for the cause of the kingdom.
Okay, it's on Highway 9. If you're going from Clinton to Mountain View, Highway 9, you will see the church. It's rushing. It is as you'll go either to Fox or to Mountain View, and that is where they're located. It's Highway 9 at Rushing in Stone County. That is the Antioch General Baptist Church. Pastor Roy Clark, thanks so much for taking time.